We had an exciting time teaching on the Holy Ghost and praying in the Spirit, and it seemed good to the Holy Ghost for me to go back to that area about the importance of being baptized with the Holy Spirit, but also activating it, which will cause you to access things in the Spirit. There's no other way for it to flow. So we're going to go back there. I'm going to show you three things at the beginning that will enhance your life along praying in the Spirit. So you ready? All right, let's go to work. In Acts chapter 10, I want to give you three major reasons for praying in the Spirit. You remember I said in Acts 19 where Paul went to Ephesus and he asked them, had they received the Holy Ghost, had they believed? And they had no information of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost in that facet. You're born of the Spirit, but yet you're baptized with the Spirit, yet you activate that power or that filling or that second touch of the Holy Spirit called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You activate it by praying in the Spirit, praying in tongue, praying in this language. And so I want to show you two or three things that I think you need to see, and then I'm going to tell you about some accessing abilities that you have in praying in the Spirit. Just Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. So here's three major reasons that you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Three major reasons you need to pray in the Spirit. There's a way of praying in the Spirit is a powerful tool, a powerful way to magnify God. Say magnify God.
Magnify God.
Now, if you take that connotation and read in the scripture, it says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Now, in reading that, you know, if you just take it off the cuff, you understand the importance of not just making God big, but he make God big in you. And it make you see God in a larger, in his vastness. Because, you know, God is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
And praying in the Spirit take you deeper and farther in that realm.
Yes, sir.
Realm. I want you to think about realm. Realm, a different realm. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're going in the spirit realm. That's what it's all about. And you're magnifying God, but you're also, listen, making God bigger to you.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I said.
Yes, sir.
It make God big in your eyes.
Yes,
that nothing else can take its place.
Yes, sir.
You pray in tongues. You get over in the spirit realm, you don't get excited over merchandise.
Yes.
And these people who think they're so big and these movie stars. No, you magnify God.
Yes,
and if you don't get over in the spirit, you're going to be natural. Excuse me, LeBron, I just picked on you all day today. But LeBron will be so big in your eye. Yeah, LeBron's not big in my eye.
Yes.
I got somebody so big I can't even see him sometimes.
Yes.
See, y'all get these superstars. And see, praying in the Spirit keep you seeing God as the biggest thing
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That you have ever seen before.
Yes, sir.
So if you don't pray in the Spirit, there are some things about God you're not going to see. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not talking about praying in the Spirit when you get baptized. I'm talking praying in the Spirit every day. Okay? So to magnify God. The second thing is, I think it's very important too. It's found in 1 Corinthians 14:2. He who pray in the Spirit walks in spiritual mysteries, secrets that you'll never know about unless you pray in tongues. And so you see, it's not the Lord's Supper. Take once a month. Praying in the Spirit bring you into the mysteries of God. What a regular person, a regular Christian not going to see, you're going to see some things, you're going to understand. And look what the Scripture says. What the Scripture says. My God is right there. Right there. For he is speaking in non-tongue, speaking not unto men, right? But unto who?
God.
For no man understandeth him, how be it how?
In
the Spirit he does what?
Mysteries.
Speak his mysteries. And see, there is always, praying in the Spirit, there's always this element of interpretation. All right, the Holy Ghost gives you an interpretation of what you prayed in tongues. Valuable, because it cross out to a certain degree the intellect. What interrupt you from going further in trusting God. You don't see nothing naturally changing. But a mystery has been opened up to you. And you see something the man sitting next to you don't see. Praying in the Spirit of these 42 years, I tell you, I wasn't baptized all these 42 years, but when I got over in that aspect of praying in the Spirit, my ministry opened up like the Red Sea. Hours and hours. My spiritual father taught me how to pray much in the Spirit. Hours and hours in the Spirit. I prayed 2.5 hours a day here, not bragging, but just being, didn't want to leave God present. It opened up mysteries. You got some mysteries in your life.
Yes, sir.
You need to open up.
Yeah.
And you are able to live above the average person.
Yes,
you get over there where God give a green light.
Yes.
Green light. Nobody else don't want to go, but you're going because you see the green light. Everybody else see a red light.
Yes.
Because they're not far enough in the Spirit.
Yes.
He who prays in the Spirit sees the green light. And have the courage to take off. Third thing I want you to, and this is very important here, Lord, when the Holy Ghost spoke that to me, I said, yeah, I'll share it. Your spiritual muscles,
yes, sir,
becoming strong, Jude 20, 19 and 20. You're going to be in 19 if you don't go to 20.
Yeah, that's right.
Even though you're a Christian. Your spiritual muscle, write that down. Your spiritual muscle, your increase of power. You become strong,
yes, Lord,
when everything going wrong.
What?
Yeah,
strong when everything going wrong. Because you've seen something that is happening in another dimension.
That's right.
You separate yourself sensual. You be a Christian and try to operate. Did you see what the 19th voice say? Jude 19. You see what the voice say? There'll be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But if you have the Spirit and do not function in the Spirit, Paul called it carnal.
Yes, sir.
Galatians 4 tell you about your inheritance is hung up because you can't, God has some things to say to you, but you can't handle it because you haven't come further enough over in the Spirit to understand what God is saying and what God is doing and what God has done. Praying in the Spirit is very important. So you call it building your muscles in the Spirit. You're being strong. You say Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. What do you think that is? That's in the Spirit.
Yes,
many years ago, I shared our back up. Even the Scripture called us speaking spirits. We have a clear divine audience with God. All right, now I want to tell you that. I want to get back to some things I was dealing with last week. We had a good service. Lord dealt with some things. brought some things out to us. Tongue. I told you, tongue is the entrance into the supernatural. I told you that it's beneficial because it is the gateway into the spirit realm. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
It unlocks the spirit world. What? As long as Satan can keep you from praying in the spirit, he's going to keep you from the miraculous. I told you that. All right, there's something else I want to get to. I talk about the hotline, but I want to get to something here about the mysteries. And let me find this because I got to find this. This is powerful. Can't find it. I got to find this way it's accessed and that. I don't know. Man, my secretary moved my notes around. I actually moved them around. I got to find a sheet here that talks about accessing. All right. Praying the Spirit. All right. There it is right here. The first page. I guess you were sitting there. She said, first page. Unlimited access and unlimited success lies in the fact that you can jump world by praying in the spirit. Unlimited access, unlimited success. I had to watch myself, but you know, pastor is living in unlimited access and unlimited success because I pray a lot in tongues. You're not going to get there. You're not going to get there with your little Bible reading.
Yes, sir.
Without penetrating in the spirit and getting over there at a deeper dimension. Hallelujah. And that's why turn to Romans 8, 26, 27. You got these different theologians, got different ideas about this, but I see the way that I'm going to keep.
Yes, sir.
I see my weaknesses.
Yes, sir.
And I see my infirmities.
Yes, sir.
And I know praying in the spirit make me strong.
Yes.
You know why? It takes me out of the flesh.
Yes.
It takes me out of the hand of men.
Yes,
it gives me the ability to see what God doing.
Yes,
y'all don't want to talk to me.
Yes,
to see what God doing. How many of y'all want to see what God doing? Yes. You can't see what God doing unless you get over there in the spirit. Romans 8, 26 and 28, the 28 verse end up with, he said, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. That word infirmity means weakness. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. The satanic forces that he defeated. The satanic forces he defeated. But it'll tie you up so bad that you don't even know what's going on. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. All right, go to the 27th verse. And he that searches the heart knows what is the what? What? He know what? The mind of who?
The Spirit.
What do you think about the mind of the Spirit? Who? What spirit, what mind the Spirit has? Mind of God. The mind of the Spirit. Now, you're dealing with a situation. And you're trying to crank this thing, but it won't get right. You're praying in tongue, and all of a sudden, the mind of the Spirit comes into your mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you go to thinking like the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And you go to making decisions like the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
when that happened, now you and the Holy Ghost are in full agreement. And the Holy Ghost will supply the power. Mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saint. Now here's another thing. Highlight that other one. According to the will of God, that's powerful. Woo! According to the will of God. Say it.
According to the will of God.
See, when you're praying in the Spirit, you're gonna get the mind of the Spirit, and you're gonna get the will of God. You're gonna function according to the will of God. You know you're unstoppable when that happens. But you know what a divine privilege God has given us that we can function in the mind of the Spirit and in the will of God supernaturally? What a privilege. Just pray a few syllables, you see. I'm getting over there in the mind of the Spirit, and I'm operating according to the will of God. Many times. Listen to me. Many times God move upstream. Everybody else going the other way. Everybody turn left, God tell you turn right. And you really want to go, your flesh want to go with the rest, you know. But the crowds will never be leaders. They're always following somebody. They're lazy. They don't want to do nothing, so they want somebody to do it for them. I'm not doing it for you. You get in trouble, I'm not going to be around sometime. I want you to be able to fight for yourself. Don't come out of that bed, tell me I say in the name of the apostle. Come out of that bed, say in the name of Jesus. He's my Jesus, just like he's the apostle Jesus. Shoot, come out there, come out. In the name of the apostle, you ain't getting nothing. It's amazing what, after reading that in 28 voice says. It's amazing. 28 voice. I like that voice. I'm going to see if you like it. Turn to 28 voice. I really like that voice. Do you like that voice? And then it says, after praying, there is a knowledge. That's a knowing. That's the word I want to use. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. What, bad, good, whatever it is. To them, that it is. Again, now, called according to his purpose. And see the Holy Spirit bringing up in the visitation of all that. All right? Then I took it to Ephesians 3. I want to take it back because it has something to do with praying in the Spirit. Ephesians 3:11. These three words. We talked about the mystery. We talked about magnifying God. We talked about building our spiritual muscles, right? Yes, y'all here?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. I'll teach you. I'll release it if you receive it.
Amen.
Yes, I don't know what you come here for.
Yes, sir.
But that's you come to receive. I can't hear you. Don't come here paying your duties and riding me down to the ground because you ain't receiving. You're just trying to get your duty over. If LeBron was here, you won't take a picture with him. You take a picture with God. According to the eternal purpose, what he purposed in Christ, Jesus our Lord. Give me the next verse. Watch this. What? Verse what? Verse 12. Verse 12. I want verse 12. Y'all know the Bible back there? That's what I want you to see. Three powerful words. I'm going to see how good they're back there. Enlighten them three powerful words back there. You see them, they're standing out. They're standing out. I got to tell you what they are. You're light for too many words. You're guessing back there. Boldness, access, boldness, access, and confidence come through praying in the Spirit. Why you think I'm so bold up here tonight?
Amen.
I ain't thinking about you.
Yes, sir.
Already got in. By praying in tongues. So I can minister to you in boldness. Because I know we have access. And with confidence. You got a problem. So you're dealing with something in your life. You pray in tongue about 10 minutes. And call upon God boldness. And call upon God access. Woo! Call upon God confidence. Stop all that crying. You're telling me, I don't know how I'm gonna make it. You ain't prayed ounce in the tongue. Because you trying to get me to carry you. But I'm trying to train you to carry yourself. Those three things you want in your life. You want boldness, access, and confidence. Well, praying in the Spirit will give it to you. You get over in the realm of God, you're gonna get bold. Huh? Bible says, what did Bible say in Hebrews 4:16? Let us come what? Let us come crying. No. Come boldly to what? The throne of grace. And we'll find what? And what? To do what? Help in time of need. Boldness. I think in Ephesians 6, he said that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. In Thessalonians, he says our gospel didn't come to you in word only, but in power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance. That's a life. That's the life God wants you to live. God wants you to live, listen to me, God wants you to live an access life. Now, when I say access, access to him. When you have access to him, everything else comes with him. You know, praying the Spirit stops you from begging too. Lord, can you help me? Oh! Praying the Spirit, stop all that begging and just get, take what is right for you. Take what is right for you. So, let me give you this again, full time. Understanding mysteries, I might give it a little different. Magnifying God. Watch this now. Activating every manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Unlimited goodness and unlimited success is available for the child of God.
Amen.
There's another, I'm going to say it another way. We're talking about praying in the Spirit. We're talking about the encounter in Acts chapter 2. That was a divine encounter. He had told the disciples, wait, don't go out there without this, what I'm going to send you.
Yes, sir.
And to activate the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit to bear witness with your spirit, like the book says in Romans 8, you're going to have to know how to activate the Spirit. And that's by praying in the Spirit. So it's so important that every day you spend some time. You know, we got locked down in this hour, but really, the man who taught us the hour failed himself. So, I mean, I know Jesus said, can you tarry 1 hour? But just make sure you're spending quality time. I just couldn't accept the 5 minutes. She said, 5 minutes. I said, what? 5 minutes, I can't accept that. I'll tell nobody that. Just tell them you didn't pray. I think we need to hear this over and over again. Praying in the Spirit, children, y'all never had them party line. We had party lines. I'm not talking about no party line. I'm talking about the 12 houses down on the same line with you. Some of you young children don't know nothing about it. But praying in the Spirit is a direct line to God. Satan cannot eavesdrop and pick up on what you're praying about when you're praying in the Spirit. I tell you a good one. My mama was Creole. She's from Back Vashery. Her sister, Odile, lived in Vashery, and they would be talking on the phone, and the party line, pick up. And this is a good example, too. My mom and I'm going in another language, Creole. Parle français? You can hear the phone. Pow! They hang up. They don't understand what you're saying. That's how Satan hang up when you start praying in tongues. I can't understand what they're saying. That's a good one, wasn't it? That's a good one, yeah. I remember as a little boy. My mama started talking in French because the eavesdropper was on there. Get me in people. I could call a lady name, but I ain't going to call her. She used to get hot, boy. Wow. There's not one time praying in the spirit that something supernatural is not happening. You heard that? There's not one time praying in the spirit something supernatural don't happen. Why is that? Why is that, Pastor? Because you're over in the spirit realm. And there's no inactivity in the spirit realm. What a mighty door. What a mighty gate. Huh? Open to us. Every time I pray in the spirit, I activate something supernatural. In my life or somebody I'm praying for. You may not see it. Listen. You may not feel it. But something has been moved out of your way. And something has been placed in your way. A door has been opened that you have been knocking on. So you may something happened just now. See, that's the confidence you got to have. See, if not, it's going to be dull to you. You talking, you don't understand what you're saying yourself. But you have to have confidence in God. Amen. Talk to me. I want to bring you back to something I said to you some months or weeks ago. Because I know what Jesus did with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He kept teaching the same thing. I saw Brother Hagin, my spiritual father. He would keep the same message, but something always would come out fresh. And I don't know, I forgot the statistics, say how many times a person got to hear something before they get it. Any of you academicians know something about that? It's about seven times? Yeah, about seven times. They got to hear it before it stick. Praying in the spirit provokes the benefits of the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good God Almighty. Now to say it more clearer, when we talk about, go back to 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Because every problem has a secret.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Solution.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. Every problem has a secret solution.
Yes, sir.
God will show it to you.
Yes,
and you always, watch me, will live ahead of the pack. Because you're getting divine answers. And it'll crucify worry and fear and anxiety. Because you moving in another vein. So when fear comes, you say, oh, I got that. Fear say, no, you don't have it. Look, you feel a pain? Already got it. I got it with the pain and all. Because God has spoken. You see. Why sometimes do we consult a physician before we consult God? Because sometimes we're trying to handle things without getting in the spirit realm deep enough to know, God, I tell you, wait a few minutes. Wait a few days. I got this. Oh, he'll talk to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praying in tongue is speaking divine mysteries, and I want to tell you it again, divine coded secrets. Divine coded secret just for you. Just for your moment. Just for your matters. Knowledge withheld from ungodly and lazy people, but truth revealed to the righteous.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I don't want you to miss this, and I may say it over and over again. When you're praying in tongue, you are declaring the secrets of God. What do we do? Well, what do we do? If you keep declaring the secrets of God in the spirit, which will impart blessings and impact in your life. And I like this last one. I know you didn't get it because you need to get it. You are prophesying your God-ordained future. You are prophesying when you pray in the spirit. Your God, you're rearranging the furniture up ahead of you. You understand that? The success of this ministry is based on praying in tongues. Why do you think we won't have a whole lot of mess here? Huh? The biggest mess going to be here is me. So I got to protect this flock. So I ain't letting nobody come up here and upstore nothing up in here. Not up in this house. You got to face me and my boys first. See. Church should have peace. Got enough trouble on the outside.
Yes, sir.
By praying in the spirit, you are making, watch now, making a path of blessing and power for you to walk in and enjoy. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
By praying in the spirit, you are making a path. They can't keep up with me because I jump on them. They don't know where I am. That's why you don't see it on the board. Path, they don't supposed to keep up with me all the time. But praying in the spirit, you're making a path of blessing and power for you to walk in and enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it another way. Hey, telolabashakata, preshkata, isoko maresa. Let me say it another way. And let me stir up the atmosphere so you can get it. Listen. When you're praying in tongues, you're drawing secrets. Secret answers to life complicated issues. Other words, your life become uncomplicated. No matter what shot at you, no matter what you had to what come up on the job, what come up in your business, well, I don't care what, come out the house, the family, it's not complicated because you know what to do. You talk about prophesying. You remember what we said, and go back to Acts 10:46. Acts 10:46. Go back there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For they heard them speak with tongue and magnified God. Then answered Peter. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. They prayed in tongue and magnified God somewhere. They prayed, no, not magnified. They prayed in tongue and prophesied. What verse that is? Y'all don't know what it is. They prayed in tongue and prophesied. I can't remember what the scripture is. But you prophesy your God ordained. Praying in tongue is prophesying. Watch now. Prophesying and praying out God's plans for your life. Listen, listen, listen. Secret counsels that govern God in his dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and wicked men, but planned to the godly. The plan is the wisdom of God that are hidden for the believer. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2 and look at verse 7. Plans of God. The plan is the wisdom of God, and it is hidden for the believer, not from the believer. So when I'm praying in the spirit, I step into hidden wisdom. Oh my God. Hidden light. That's why all Christians don't look alike. Some don't know how to walk in hidden wisdom. Your brother, your sister, but their life's not going to be like your life because you know how to walk in hidden wisdom. See, but we speak in the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Hidden wisdom. Say hidden wisdom.
Hidden wisdom.
Everything you deal with got some hidden wisdom in it. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes,
tonight, your problem is solved.
Yes.
You heard that? You heard it? You hear what I'm saying? That, yeah, you enter into hidden wisdom. God has wisdom, can handle every situation. People are dull because they don't pray in the Spirit. People are dumb because they don't pray in the Spirit. Dummy in the Spirit. Spirit's a dummy. See, when you discover the plan of God, or when you discover the wisdom of God, you've uncovered the plan of God. Another thing you need to know, you may be seated. I'm almost through. Now, we talk about miracles, we talk about signs and wonders. When you get further over in the spirit realm, listen to me. Hey, put down that cup of coffee and listen to what I'm saying. Listen at me and sip on that coffee. We're on the internet, what else we on? Periscope, Facebook. You know you got hundreds of people. Probably 1,000 a night because they're just finding out. Listening, we had 559 for the last meeting we had. There is a miraculous zone in the spirit. Peaceful. That you get into. That's what that scripture says. There's a rest. Stammering lip, another tongue. There's a rest for the people of God. That's a restful place in the spirit, no matter what's rattling in your life now. Can't find a job. But there's a restful place in the spirit. Turn to Ephesians 3:16. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 3:16. Ephesians 3:16. Oh, my goodness. I got a camp meeting anointing on me now. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be what? Strengthened with what? By who? Where? See, praying in the spirit. Strengthen your inner man with might. Strengthening your inner man with might. Strengthening your inner man with might. The Wymouth, W-Y-M-O-U-T-H, Wymouth, new translation, worded like this. To grant you in accordance with the wealth of his glorious perfection. Perfection. P-E-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N-S. To be strengthened by his spirit with power penetrated to your innermost being. Now we know, the average little 5-year-old kid should know this. To be strengthened means to make strong. You can't. We need to send you back to school. Even I understand that. In my weakness, I understand that. There's a lot of things grammatically I don't understand. It also means increase in strength and force. So here's what the Apostle Paul is saying. When you pray in tongue, what I say? You're strengthening or fortifying your spirit man with might. Well, what might mean? Dunamis power. It means miracle power and explosive power.
Yes, sir.
Person who praying in tongue explodes in revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They are explosive. Blessing become explosive.
Yes, sir.
Say it another way. Of course, Salat Abasha. The more you pray in the spirit, the more you are increasing in spiritual force on the inside of you.
Yes.
Your inner man. Your inner man. In your inner man. Your inner man. When your inward man begin to run the outward man. Now we're going to need this in this, you know, they're bombing people up now, shooting people, and people dying by 50 at a time, 100. You know, it'll be more of that. You see, a lot of that is judgment. See, nobody want to preach that. Every preacher preaching a little soft gospel. God love all of us. Yeah, he love us. A lot of times, all God got to do is take his hand back. You don't want to listen to me? You going to make some new law? Violate my law? All right, handle it. Grace removed. God need a man on the wall here in this season because we got these soft preachers, you know, preaching this sensitive gospel. Everybody all right? No, listen, you're going to live right. Your secrets are not a revelation to God. You already know it. See, another thing praying in the spirit will do for you, it sounds simple and very, you know, praying in the spirit keep you spiritually fit. Keep you spiritually fit. It'll bring conviction upon you quick, boy. You get in the presence of God and God go to talking to you. You say, wait a minute, God, I got to get something straight right here. And he don't mind, he's get it straight. He made it way for us to get it straight. Y'all didn't find the scripture. Acts 19:6. I was just giving y'all time to find it, but I see none of y'all know where it is. Acts 19:6. And when Paul laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they speak with tongue and prophesied. Remember I said you're prophesying your ordained future? Prophesying your ordained future?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You're not just waiting for your future to fall in your lap or somebody else to decide your future?
Yes,
no, I want God to decide my future.
Yes,
huh? And I want to be in agreement with him.
Yes,
I'm going to have me some success.
Yes.
Good success.
Good success.
I came out of mess, but I'm not going to
stay in the mess.
You stay in a mess. You're a member of this church and you stay in a mess. You must be deaf, crazy, insane. Somebody got a gun on you and they done tied you up in a blackjack bar. These truths will set you free. That's why I want this church to be free and know your rights in Christ and have you some good success. People are talking about heaven, and they're talking about the cross, and then they forgot about the kingdom we live in. So praying in tongue, you listening?
Yes,
is prophetic in nature.
Yes, sir.
You think you heard that. Praying in tongue is prophetic in nature. You prophesy when you're praying in tongue. Let me say it another way. When you're praying in tongue, you're praying the Ramos of God.
Yes, sir.
You know what Ramos is? A living word.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, you're praying. You remember we said John 6:63, words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Huh? When you're praying in tongue, you're constantly praying that kind of word. Because you're over in the spirit. Let's say it another way. You are decreeing and prophesying your future. You're getting that major portion in your life out the way. You. When you're praying, you're getting that major point, the point you really lack, out of your way. Because that point always got some good idea that don't waste a quarter in the spirit. You start decreeing, praying in tongues. And you prophesy. And you're removing the debris, the traps and the wall that have been set up against you going to the next level. I'm going to another level. Ooh, I feel it. In the spirit, you see. In the spirit. You're in the spirit, you're going. You're bypassing a lot of mess. Oh, my God. And some of y'all need to hear this, what I'm about to say now. Tongues, praying in tongues, pull you from the past into the future. I said pull you from the past.
Amen.
See, one of the principles of wealthy, worldly folks is you learn from your defeat. Learn from your failure. Sometimes failures are for a reason. Sometimes failures cause me to move off a level. And what it meant is you've been on this mountain too long. Go back to 1 Corinthians 14:4. I'm going to find me a jumping off place here. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself. But he that prophesies edifies the church. Edify himself. So, you see, praying in tongue is home improvement and a source of spiritual edification.
Amen.
I got out of your thing, didn't I? You got to be set up. He that speaking in an unknown tongue edifies himself, build himself up, or improve himself. Or does good to himself. Or help only themselves. Building. I remember back in the day when I first started praying in the spirit, studying a whole lot about praying in the spirit. I feel the Holy Ghost, you know that? Pray. Praying in the spirit, I like one of the definition that we call it, charging your spiritual batteries.
Yes, sir.
I thought that was a good one.
Yes,
charging you. You remember that? Remember that, Robin? Charging your spiritual battery. Back in the day, many years back, we lagged on that and talked about that you're charging your spiritual battery.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, is your spiritual battery charged? I'm going to say it in another way. And what I think is an invitation from God for us to understand how important it is. We're just not saying gibberish stuff. This verse could literally be translated, he who speak or pray in unknown tongue build his house and charge himself up with a spiritual current. C-U-R-R-E-N-T, current, charge, current, more powerful, more voltage, 110, 220. Now, I know this personally, for I travel worldwide preaching the gospel, been in some of the largest places, arena with thousands of people, 27,000 people, and preach with all the non-ministry you know. Tongue, or praying in the spirit, is building a strong premise to carry the anointing. You pray in the spirit, that anointing start coming in you and upon you.
Yes, yes.
And you turn into another woman. It's like, it's be date you. But I remember I was Superman. Y'all Superman, he got something called that. What they call it? Kryptonite. I was Superman. You couldn't, he had nothing to stop him. I don't like y'all Superman. Because I was Superman, he had nothing to stop him. He'd go in that boot and come out of that boot. And he changed from Clark Kent to Superman. They didn't have no chemistry. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real Superman. I ain't talking about that little punk Superman y'all got. He come out there, somebody wave something, he get weak. I ain't got a Superman. When our Superman came out, nothing stopped him. So what happened when the anointing is coming? When you're wearing the anointing? You destroy yokes and remove burdens. So praying in tongues start destroying yokes. It start removing burdens. Yokes can't stay where one of God's children praying in the spirit. In these, go back to Jude 20. And let's read the 20th verse. Building yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in tongues builds and stimulates your faith at another level. It's a type of faith you're not going to get no other way but praying in the Spirit. So hear what Jude was doing. He warned us of a time of great revolt and abandonment of the things of God in the last days. Here we are. Here it is. See, let me read it again. He warned us of a time of great revolt and abandonment of the things of God in the last days. We're living right in there. How many of y'all know we're living in there? Your TV must be broke. Or your internet down or something. Because it warned us, you see. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all, I'm laughing at a secret. I ain't gonna tell you. What we need in these tough times is strong and stimulated faith. And that's what praying in the Spirit do. It makes your faith strong. You see, building yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost is strong. It's a stronger type of faith, and it stimulates your faith. So let's say it this way. Praying in tongue is a faith booster. It calls you to make progress in the spirit quicker. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Praying in tongue makes your progress unstoppable and undeniable before your enemies. 1 Corinthians 14:15. I'm just going to say something. And if you're going to catch it, it's up to you. Man, we can't do nothing in here. Let's go. I better close. got a watchman in here, man. What is it then? I'll pray with the Spirit. I'll pray with the understanding also, and I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Give me the next verse. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? Give me the next verse. For thou veerest give thanks, well, but the other is not edified. So that's an aspect of praying in the Spirit when a person is not baptized in the Spirit, and you're just going to break out in tongue. Now, you're just being spiritual. You know that point. You know that point belongs to AZ Baptist Church. You're going to pray. You're going to break out praying in tongue. That's not right. That's wrong. You can't do that to show your spirituality. So when you release tongue, you're releasing praise and thanksgiving to God. Now the term spiritual song refers to songs from your spirit. The tongue of praise and thanksgiving that flow from your heart and through your mouth. I tell you another good, wonderful thing that helped me over the years. There is not 1 ounce of unbelief in praying in tongues.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. See, that's cut out. Right. See? So can you see yourself in a crucial situation and don't know what to do? Just say you're going to take 15 or 20 minutes and pray in tongues.
That's right.
All your unbelief, all your doubt, all the odds change.
Yes, sir.
Because you know something supernatural, something miraculous. Something wonderful can happen.
Yes, sir.
God can make something happen out of nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Praying in tongue is praying in line with the divine will of God. That's Romans 8:26-28. Yeah, Paul give us a very important insight into praying in tongues and its function in the spirit world. I like that. And its function in the spirit world. The Holy Spirit is our helper, intercessor, and comforter. Amen, church. He's here, the Holy Spirit, he's here. To help us in every area of our life, in particular in prayer, particularly in prayer. Effective prayer has to be done according to the will of God and by faith. As our helper, take a hold together with us against situation. Meaning the Holy Spirit take hold together with and against. Meaning the Holy Spirit taking hold together with and against. Groaning in the Bible does not mean mourning or complaining. Groaning is talking about praying in tongues. So side by side, we stand against the enemy to remove him. You're in the Holy Ghost. When you're praying in tongues, You and the Holy Ghost side by side.
Yes.
Why? Y'all talking the same language.
Right. Right.
Now, there's no hope for the enemy. There's no hope. I'm going to close with this. There's no hope for the devil when you do not know what to say in prayer. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what to say. Let's stand up and pray in the Spirit about 30 seconds.